Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Nishit Kumar with the World News. The headlines. India welcomes the understanding reached between the United States and the Russian Federation for a meeting in Alaska on the 15th of this month. Six Pakistani aircraft, including five fighter jets, downed by the Indian Air Force during Operation Sindoor, says the Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh. In U.S., thousands asked to evacuate in the wake of fast-moving wildfires in Southern California. In Sudan, at least 16 civilians killed and dozens injured after attacks by Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces in North Kordofan State. And Nagasaki today observes its 80th anniversary of the city's atomic bombing. And now the details. India has welcomed the understanding reached between the United States and the Russian Federation for a meeting in Alaska on the 15th of this month. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said, "This meeting holds the promise of bringing to an end the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and opening up of the prospects for peace." It said, as Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said on several occasions, this is not an era of war. MEA said India therefore endorses the upcoming summit meeting and stands ready to support these efforts. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet in Alaska next Friday to discuss the future of the war in Ukraine. In a social media post, Trump announced the 15th August meeting and it was later confirmed by a Kremlin spokesperson who said the locations was quite logical given Alaska's relative proximity to Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said any solutions must include Ukraine, adding he is ready to work with all partners towards a lasting peace. The announcement of the meeting came just hours after Trump had signaled that Ukraine might have to cede territory in order to end the war, which began with Russia's full-scale invasion of its neighbor in February 2022. Trump said at the White House yesterday that a lot of Russians and Ukrainians have died looking at the territory that's been fought over for 3.5 years. The matter is very complicated. There will be some swapping of territories to the betterment of both, he added. The U.S. president did not provide further details of what that proposal would look like. The chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh, has said that India downed five fighter aircrafts of Pakistan during Operation Sindoor. Speaking at the 16th Air Chief L.M. Carter lecture in Bengaluru this afternoon, the chief of the Air Staff said five Pakistan Air Force aircrafts and one AWACS aircraft were put down by India. Speaking in detail, along with video footage, he said they have downed at least five fighter aircraft and one large aircraft, which could either be an Alint aircraft or an AEW&C aircraft.
We were able to neutralize most of their weapons by either countermeasures, some of them by using our air-to-air guns as well as SHAWs. Systems like Akash and all have taken down many of their loiter munitions which have come in, the weaponized ones. None of their aircraft could come anywhere near the boundaries of Akash and even MRSAM. All their aircraft were taken on by LRSAM because they were trying to stay away, but still they were within our ranges at times, and that is the opportunity targets that we got.
The Air Chief Marshal informed that they were taken down at a distance of about 300 kilometers, which he added is the largest ever recorded surface-to-air kill that one can talk about. He also mentioned about attacks on Shahbaz Jacobabad airfield being destroyed by our missiles, where some aircrafts like F-16s were damaged.
We have indication of at least one AWC hangar and a few F-16s which were under maintenance there. Apart from these, the SAGW systems, mostly from fighter aircraft or from S-400, we have at least five fighters confirmed killed and one large aircraft, which could be either an Alint aircraft or an AWC aircraft, which was taken on at a distance of about 300 kilometers. This is the actually largest ever recorded surface-to-air kill.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has congratulated Singapore on the 60th National Day Parade NDP today. In a social media post, Jaishankar congratulated Singapore Minister for Foreign Affairs Vivian Balakrishnan and the government and the people of Singapore on their 60th National Day. In an interesting twist to the National Day celebrations, the Singapore Police Force, SPF, shared an Instagram reel of a Tamil song from the movie Coolie yesterday. According to media reports, the reel, captioned "Reporting for NDP 2025 Duties," has taken the social media by storm, racking up more than 4.3 million views in just over 20 hours. Singapore celebrated 60 years of independence, SG60, with a National Day parade by the armed forces and civil units at the Padang today, marking the Diamond Jubilee of the city-state. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the world news. In USA, thousands of people have been ordered to evacuate as the canyon fire rapidly spreads near Peru, Ventura County in Southern California amid a scorching heat wave. Since igniting Thursday afternoon, the wildfire has grown to over 4,800 acres and crossed into Los Angeles County. Containment stands at 25% with 2,700 residents evacuated and over 5,000 structures under threat. Over 400 firefighters are battling the blaze in 38 degrees Celsius heat and low humidity. Authorities warn more zones may be affected as the fires continues to spread. Rising global temperatures are contributing to more frequent and intense wildfires across the United States. In Sudan, at least 16 civilians were killed and dozens more were injured after attacks by Sudan's paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF, in North Kordofan State. The Sudan Doctors Network, a Sudanese doctors group, yesterday said the attack took place on Thursday evening in the village of Markaz al-Ziyadia. In a statement, the group said 16 people were confirmed dead, 8 were injured and 6 remain missing. A child was found burned to death inside a home, it added. The network condemned the attack on unarmed civilians, describing it in its statement as a full-fledged war crime and part of a systematic criminal behavior by the RSF. In China, 13 people died and 30 others missing as mountain torrents pounded Yuhong County in Gansu province. Torrential rains, which led to the mountain torrents, began pounding Yuzhong, which is under the jurisdiction of the provincial capital of Lanzhou, as well as the other areas of Lanzhou on Thursday evening, with precipitation reaching 220.2 millimeters by yesterday noon. Search and rescue efforts and infrastructure repairs are underway. In Kenya, a bus carrying mourners back home from a funeral in southwestern part of the country has overturned and plunged into a ditch, killing at least 25 people. The bus was traveling from the western town of Kakamega to the city of Kisumu, where the incident happened. In Japan, thousands bowed their heads in prayer in Nagasaki today to mark the 80th anniversary of the city's atomic bombing, as the mayor warned that current global conflicts could push the world again into nuclear war. The western Japanese city was leveled on August 9, 1945, when the United States dropped a 10,000-pound plutonium 239 bomb nicknamed Fat Man, instantly killing some 27,000 of the city's estimated 2 lakh people. By the end of 1945, the death toll from acute radiation exposure had reached around 70,000. Nagasaki's destruction came 3 days after a U.S. uranium-235 bomb destroyed Hiroshima. Japan surrendered on August 15th, ending the World War II. And now before we close, here are the headlines of the bulletin. India welcomes the understanding reached between the United States and Russian Federation for a meeting in Alaska on the 15th of this month. 6 Pakistani aircraft, including 5 fighter jets, downed by the Indian Air Force during Operation Sindoor, says Air Chief Marshal AP Singh. In the US, thousands asked to evacuate in wake of fast-moving wildfires in Southern California. In Sudan, at least 16 civilians killed and dozens injured after attacks by Sudan's paramilitary Rapid Support Forces in North Kordofan State. And Nagasaki today observes its 80th anniversary of the city's atomic bombing. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.